If you're distressed about the sordid tone of American politics, rest assured it's nothing compared with Malaysia. Exhibit A is Anwar Ibrahim. Anwar Ibrahim is the leader of Malaysia's main opposition party. He has been charged with sodomy again. The first time he was convicted and imprisoned for 6 years. Now, Anwar has always denied the charges, and now he's made a political comeback. His party says Anwar won today's by-election and will return to parliament. Simon Montlake filed this story from Permatang, Pohu, Malaysia.
Outside a polling booth under a sizzling sun, a crowd chants the slogan of their candidate, Anwar Ibrahim. Reformasi means reform, and that's what Anwar is promising for Malaysia, a multiracial country of 23 million people with a growing economy but plenty of social problems. This district is home turf for Anwar. He held the seat until 1998. Then, when he went to jail, his wife kept the seat warm for him. His followers say the country is ready for change.
To grow this country, to develop this country, I feel Anwar Ibrahim is a good leader, can bring this country toward a very successful nation.
Anwar's ambitions go much further than just representing this constituency. He wants to be Malaysia's next prime minister and to bring down the ruling coalition which he once belonged to. Back in March, the coalition suffered a huge setback in national elections. It clung on to power, but with a much reduced majority. With Anwar in parliament, government MPs may be ready to jump ship. So tensions have been running high across the political divide. Dozens of riot police stand guard to separate the rival camps outside the polling booth. Finally, the crowd gets a glimpse of Anwar as he comes to check on polling.
We are progressing so far quite good. I hope that the security personnel can maintain some cool and order. But so far, I'm encouraged by the level of support.
As the local boy made good, Anwar was always expected to ace this election. What lies ahead is less certain. Earlier this month, he was again charged in court with allegedly sodomizing a young man who worked for his campaign. He says the charge is false. His supporters have produced a medical report that appears to contradict the aide's story. Now, a Malaysian court will have to decide whether to continue with the case. If he is found guilty, Anwar could face another jail term. These government supporters are ready to believe the worst.
And Anwar is a corrupt leader.
Corruption!
And he is very sick because he is homosexual.
Yes!
He's a liar! He's a liar!
A liar! Big liar!
The allegations against Anwar aren't the only dirt being dished in this election. Malaysia's Deputy Prime Minister Najib Razak has been linked to a sensational murder. His former political adviser is accused of plotting to kill a model who was blackmailing him. Najib has denied any involvement and says he never met the woman. As the sleaze piled up, this by-election became something of a litmus test for voters who believe the government is past its sell-by date. Professor Kubu Teek teaches politics at the Science University of Malaysia.
A lot of the voters now think that this symbolises a contest between the forces of change and an established party that has ruled uninterruptedly for 50 years but is no longer capable of reforming either itself or the society.
Malaysia's political drama has consequences for its neighbours in Southeast Asia. A distracted Malaysia will pay less attention to Burma, which is still recovering from a devastating cyclone in May. Political instability also means zero chance of reviving trade talks between the US and Malaysia that were put on hold last year. For The World, this is Simon Montlake in Permatang Pahu, Malaysia.